Blog Talk Radio.
On the Shelly Nunchuck Show. We're having a little bit of a storm up here in Maine. I got my little co-host, Jackie Chan Kitty, and she's all tuckered out from following the red dot. So all those that have pets, you do know that the red dot, what that means. It means you have a little laser pointer that you actually just have your animals chase it, and they will run crazy like it. And if you know what I'm talking about, they kind of try to catch it with their paws as they're running after this laser pointer red dot. But anyway, happy Friday. Friday night, it's 9:30 Standard Eastern Time up here in Maine. I'm a Boston girl, born and bred, but came up here to work on a film. And I just want to welcome anybody here that calls in. There is a telephone number. Well, there's actually two numbers. If you want to have a party tonight, I'm on the air here, 347-989-1473. The first number, once again, is 347-989-1473. And the second telephone number is 877-907-7217. Once again, the second number is 877-907-7217. All are welcome to call in. But I like to say that the magic word tonight is the word honor. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have a special guest tonight, but I will have a really special guest on Monday night, 9 p.m. Standard Eastern Time, as you know. I'd be getting really great, interesting people coming on my show now. I've had this show for over a year, and I feel very lucky and very blessed because now people are starting to see what I'm really about. And being able to friend a lot of the stunt guys in the community. And I'm not just talking about indie. I'm talking about out there in Hollywood. And it was just amazing that these men who have been, you know, these are the people, the guys that actually, you know, opened doors for a lot of people. One of the first guys up actually on my show, this was months ago, was Johnny Crane. And he's just a crazy guy. You got to love this guy. He actually worked with Jet Li. And I'm like, really? So he had the experience of working with Jet Li. And he, yes, he was supposed to be dead. And he, like, looked up when Jet Li was fighting. He was like, whoa. And they're like, Johnny is supposed to be dead. And Jet Li's like, just go lay down. He's like, oh, I'm sorry. He was like, you know, he was supposed to play dead, but he was so fascinated with how fast Jet Li was, you know, when he was supposed to play dead, but he got excited. And I think maybe that's what I'd be like working with Jackie Chan someday. I probably would be doing the same thing if I had to play dead or something. But Johnny Crane did many things in the business, and I actually have the show, and you can look that up and you can listen to it. And Johnny Crane actually interviewed the man that I want to work with, Jackie Chan. Yes, Johnny Crane actually interviewed Jackie Chan, and I was like, oh my gosh, that must have been very, very exciting. So I've had him on the show. And one of my favorite ninja pals, I just got to love him. He is awesome, awesome, awesome. His name is Stephen Lambert. I've got to tell you, this guy's that. Now, this is the guy, he's a real ninja. He's been working in Hollywood for so many years. He worked on Jessica Diva and Jones. He's doubled for James Wood, worked with Al Pacino. He was one of the first stuntmen to actually have worked doing stunts on the Statue of Liberty. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. He was telling me on the show when he had Stephen Lambert on there how when he was up, imagine being on the head of the Statue of Liberty. This was back in the 80s. It was for the Adventures of Raymond Williams. And he was doing all the stunts. And I will be having Stephen Lambert as a guest on my show quite a few times so he can tell us lots and lots of stories of what he's been doing out there in Hollywood. And also my guest after that was Douglas Wong. Those that don't know him, you've got to look him up. He actually works with many, many people out there in Hollywood. I'm just very excited to have him as a guest on my show. And he's like, oh, I'm just a regular guy. And it's just like, I mean, I'm fascinated because for guys like it's the older generation, but these guys like Douglas, I have so much respect for, and they'll always be tattooed among my heart. I mean, the younger generation that's coming in now, they're really cool, but the guys that opened up the path for other people to be able to get into the business, Douglas Wong has worked with people like Kevin Sorbo. He's worked, you know, Kevin Sorbo is Hercules, and helped train him. Douglas helped to train Lucy Lawless, which was Xena. And then the thing that was very, very special for me, I could not believe this, because as I say, when I get ideas, I'm going to see where I get them from. You know, I think this is the right thing to do. People don't want to admit where they get ideas from. If you're doing it yourself, it's perfectly fine, but I got an idea for a film that I'll be filming later on after we're done with another film that I'm working on, Valkyr, which I have one of the leads in that, in the film called The Dishwasher. Now, the idea that I got from was actually based on my life where I want to work with Jackie Chan. But the title for the film, The Dishwasher, actually came from one of my favorite movies. The Dishwasher, the title, came from Dragon, the Bruce Lee story, and basically Bruce, when he came to America, and he's very young, he worked as a dishwasher. Now, his boss in a Chinese food restaurant sat Bruce down after he got into some trouble and fight and said to Bruce Lee, sat him down and said, you know, and long story short, you know, if you choose the bad life, you could, you know, always use a dishwasher, meaning he'll be stuck as a dishwasher for the rest of his life. And basically, that's where I got the title from. But why I brought this up, there is a point to it. Douglas Wong and Stephen Lambert worked on the set of Dragon, the Bruce Lee story. Douglas and Stephen worked with Jason Scott Lee, and I'm just like, I'm so blown away because it's one of my favorite films, and here I have these guys coming on the show, and I just, I feel very blessed because I've been working on this stuff for 10 years, and now, you know, it seems like people are coming. I've been asking the universe to bring only the good people in my life, bring, you know, the greatest people that have the experience into my life. And I just am so, like, excited to know people, and I want to give a shout-out to Johnny Ray. I mean, he is really, really cool. He's out there in California, and he actually just did an interview. Well, he was actually at this event. I couldn't make it out to California, and Jackie Chan is actually doing a little bit of a tour. And there was an interview with Jackie Chan that's posted. It's a brand-new one. It was just a couple days ago, and Johnny captured it, and Jackie was at this event where Jackie actually got to have, I think it was like a star at the Chinese Man Theater, and Jackie in cement put his nose. This is how crazy Jackie is. Jackie actually put his nose, not just like his feet and his hands, but in the cement, he put his nose in. I'm like, Jackie is so nuts, but you got to love Jackie. And anyway, about, you know, all these men, they're very honorable. And like I said, I don't have a guest on my show tonight. If people want to call in, feel free. Anybody, everybody in the chat room, hi, everyone in the chat room, Shelly in Texas, hi here. But the word tonight I'd like to bring up is the word honor. And I do believe, even working in the entertainment business, you can carry some honor about yourself. Now, you hear all these stories, people doing drugs and getting drunk. I mean, you hear, you know, all this stuff and about women sleeping around and all these things. The fact is, I never had to take that route. Of course, it's taken a lot longer. I'm not taking my clothes off. I'm not sleeping with a man to get a part. I've actually worked for this. I'm not being handed anything. You know, I'm not in the actors union. I'm doing everything, you know, everything myself, working on everything, the radio show. Granted, this is, you know, connected with Ordinary Woman, but to give the show a chance to be able to do it, I'm running everything myself. And nothing scripted. I'm just going on, talking about things that are coming up in my head. And this is live on the air, so I'm just going on and kind of like having a conversation with yourself. But I just think you can work in the entertainment business and you can still be honorable. I just didn't want to do, you know, to each their own. I am not someone that I should be judging anyone because I'm not saying, you know, I made mistakes, I'm not perfect or anything like that. And it's just the fact that I do believe you do not have to take your clothes off to be in the entertainment business. I don't want to do kissing scenes. I remember before people saying to me, well, you're going to limit yourself as an actor with everything that I was doing. And it's like, even my Boston accent, people are like, you need to get rid of that. I'm like, why? I'm not going off for something like a Southern Belle or Barbie. If they're an event where I have a part, where I need a voice coach, I will do that. But until the time comes, I'm not changing my Boston accent. I'm not changing anything about me. Maybe I'll put dye in my hair or something, go back to red someday, but it's something where I am not going to change myself until I need to have to change it for a part. Because I swear to God, everything that's been working for me, it seems like people want to sabotage. I know they might mean well, but this is what's working for me. My show, my radio show, which I love doing, and it's like I want to get an even bigger name out, I love my Boston accent. I mean, I'm not high and mighty. I don't think I'm better than anybody else. But, you know, I have this energy, and it's very hard to write on the Internet about it. Because the art of communication is lost on the Internet. And that's for sure. It's like try to write as best as you can, but I think it's more like I said, the art of communication is lost in the Internet, and I kind of write a certain way, and people are like, what the blah, 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 this and that, and I'm like, no, I don't mean it like that. So it's very hard because everybody wants to go through technology, but they don't have a conversation, and this is everywhere in the world. Now, granted, technology is great for Skyping. I love to Skype because it feels like the person is there. But anyway, to get back to what I was saying, the word of the night is honor. And this is something that, you know, I do believe you can work in the entertainment business and carry honor about yourself. You can have integrity. If you don't want to take your clothes off, you don't have to do that. You can find roles. I mean, there's so much work. You would not believe the work in the entertainment business. And you can find casting companies that will send you emails. I belong to Boston Casting, Jody Purdy, and LDI Casting. It's all East Coast. I was on West Coast. I'd probably find casting companies out there. And I met people. I met Jody Purdy, and, you know, she still sends me the emails. I got the emails from Boston Casting. Even though I cannot go to the events and everything, I still get all the emails. It's because they know about my energy. I will bring it on set. In fact, when I go to set, working on film sets, that is my job. I see things that have gone on through the years, and I just mind my business. I usually bring, you know, when I'm working on other sets, I would bring my Jackie Chan book, Who Am I, you know, Jackie Chan's book, his biography, and my nunchucks on the show, and just mind my business. But I would love to go up to the stunt team. I mean, if they're workers, if you can't bother them, I would go directly to the stunt guys. I don't care, fat, skinny, whatever they were, whatever nationality, stunt guys, I would go directly to them, because these are the people with the experience, and I want to know. I want to learn. And it's good to get the knowledge from the people that have been working on the sets for years. Even the younger guys, I'd even go to the younger. It isn't the fact that they're men. It's just that mostly working on sets, it's always been guys. So what am I going to do? You go to the stuntmen. And most of them, now, believe it or not, even the guys in Hollywood, it's kind of amazing that these stunt guys, they're very down to earth. And believe me, there's other people that I want to get on my radio show. I love James Wood. Oh, my God, the guy is nuts. He's just really cool, like really, really cool. I love James Poole, and he just, like, the guy, you know, he kicked butt and played villains and stuff like that, but it's really to think that this guy, for a commercial, put on a pink tutu, and you're just sitting there, and it's like, he's just crazy, racked out of his mind, and it's like, people like probably say, how could you say that about James Poole? And I'm like, because he's crazy. He's absolutely nuts. But, you know, a lot of people, well, some people, but maybe the older generation don't, might still like this guy, but Don Dragon, he's in a book called, and he's another guy that I would love. I just think, like, he's, like, has energy, and man, that man's legs, I'm telling you, it's like a deadly weapon, and, you know, it's just something that I'm, like, sitting there going, man, this guy's going to be Guinness Book of World Records, and I think he's going to do another fight in September. October, and he's in his 50s, and I'm like, man, what is this date? But I'm just so smart that these guys like James Bruce, Stephen Lambert, Douglas Wong, I mean, you know, Donald Dragon Wilson, all these guys, Jackie Chan, all these guys are probably about 10 or 15 years older than me, and I mean it in all respects, but they know what they're doing. And that's why I want to be around these guys, because they know exactly what they're doing, and I'd rather be around guys that know what they're doing, not saying about, you know, just any independent films. I like to find people that are even experienced martial arts and the stunt people, because, you know, I know a lot of people may think you have to, you know, hire people based upon looks. Some films you might have to do a certain look, but for me, the reality is when you're doing an action film, you gotta, like, you know, you should be careful and hire the people that have the most experience. And, yeah, people want a certain look. And, you know, even me, hey, I'd hire pretty, you know, pretty girls that come up. So, like, to have characters that have spirit. I've fallen in love with characters over the years in many different films. And it seems like most of them seem to be very honorable. And you just love them. It doesn't matter. Many walks of life, people look different, but when I see the stunt people, I have so much respect for them. I know they're starting in the last couple years, they've gotten more and more respect, and I can see that there's been film festivals, there's been events, and it makes me very happy, because a lot of people that have done stunts, you know, they're making the actors look good. But to me, the stunt people, they, like, some of them, I think they're very shy. Maybe that's why they don't want to come on a radio show. Maybe they don't want to talk. But they would have my deepest, sincere, you know, gratitude, and I would honor them. Any stunt guys out there, you know, if you, any of you guys are listening, and you know, like, Donna Dragon Wilson, Jane Fu, let them know. I would love to have them on my show. And of course, I've thought about it, too, Jackie Chan. I think the funny thing is, if I had Jackie Chan on my radio show, now, a lot of people, I mean, I've known, like, I know how Jackie Chan sounds, I know what his English is, I can understand them. People ask me, what did Jackie Chan just say in this film? I'm not kidding. People ask me, send messages, call me up, what did he just say? And I would say, well, it sounds like this and this and this. And I have a Boston accent. I talk funny sometimes, and people go, what did you just say? And I'm like, you know, I'm full of energy and stuff. But imagine Jackie Chan and me on my radio show together. It would be like we're talking our own language because we really talk funny, but I guarantee we would understand each other. Because it's just some things, he's got so much energy. And even in his latest interview that I was able to see from out there in the event in California, he was so funny being interviewed. He's just like this laid-back guy, but he's so silly. And he's like, he's got glasses on. He's dressed very down to earth in the very simplest clothing. I mean, but it's nice clothing, but he's just like dressed in very comfortable clothing. And I'm sitting there and he's doing the interview and I'm sitting there laughing my ass off because Jackie's really nuts. And people like, they don't understand. They said, how can you call these guys like Jackie Chan nuts? It's like, because I'm just being real, because who in their right mind, first of all, anybody that is normal, you are not going to get into the entertainment business because we're all nuts. You got to be kind of creative, kind of nuts in a way, because the entertainment business is a screwy, screwy, crazy kind of field. And it's so competitive. It's a dog-eat-dog world. And you can just go out of your mind sometimes because going out for so many auditions, I mean, you're not supposed to take it personal, but one audition I went out for, which I'll never, ever forget. Now, I'm in my 40s, and people are like, Shelly, do not say how old you are. I go, why? You should make them think that you're younger. I go, no, because I want to show what 40-year-old, you know, getting older, why can't a 4-year-old look like this? Why don't we just have to look like we're old and decrepit or like we have one foot in the grave? If you really think like that, you may as well go dig yourself a grave now and get the coffin ready or cremate yourself in the backyard in a couple years. But, you know, getting to the point is, you know, you're going to tell me out there there's no moms that are 40, 50-year-olds with kids. I mean, women are having kids later and later. Look at Gina Davis. She had twins at the age of 50. Why can't we show women in their 40s and look whatever the age is and being that way? And they said, no, you look too young. I'm like 40. I'm going to be 43. So I couldn't be a mom? I couldn't play a mom? That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm like, okay, whatever. And people are like, take it as a compliment. Take it as a compliment. And I'm going, okay, whatever. So it's just really funny when I think about that. But like I said, I'm repeating myself, but the word of tonight, because I don't have a guest, I wanted to bring up is the word honor. And you can work in the entertainment business. You're just going to find the right people. And, of course, when I first got into it about 10 years ago, like looking around for the right people, they say, you know, you should take, you know, I was really tremendous. I was kind of cut, you know, working, you know, training in the dojo 3 to 4 times a week. And that was an experience I'll never forget. I did that for a few years in Capoeira. And the funny thing is, I would have the guys, like, literally throw me, flip them over themselves. I was like, yeah, flip me. And they, like, they would arch their back and just flip me over. And it's just funny. They turn themselves and they just flip me over. And they're like, Shelly, you are crazy. And Capoeira, you know, it's like African-Brazilian. And a lot of people, they have the accents and going around, hey, you crazy. And I'm like, yeah, I know. So they would flip me over their shoulders and stuff like that. And I would be bouncing off the floor, off the walls and everything like that. So I wanted to do that. I want the experience of being thrown around so I wasn't scared. And I used to go to performances and stuff, you know, basic martial arts skills and stuff, but learning in the meantime, that you can kill someone with just your two fingers. And I actually had someone do that to me. And I won't say the spot, but it wasn't even that hard. I said, I want to know what it feels like to be struck with two fingers. It sounds crazy. Because, you know, Bruce Lee, he used to be able to do that with a two-finger punch, which is like, you know, an inch away from you. Well, guess what? I wanted to know what it felt like. I know it sounds crazy because you could get killed doing this, right? The person that I was doing with, one of my teachers, I asked him, I says, you know, I want to know what the, you know, what the two-finger punch, you know, what does that feel like? And, of course, they weren't going to go full tilt because I probably would have got hurt really bad. I'm like, well, I'm going to just do this easy. Doing a two-finger punch really close range, not even going that hard, shocked my system so hard I fell to the ground. It was just a little tap. Now, I know where you can hit someone with the two-finger thing, but it's like just knowing that and you can slam to the ground, and I was like shaking. I was like, it felt like a bolt of lightning had struck me when I did. I know it sounds crazy. People are like, Shelly, you're nuts. I said, well, I wanted to know. I really wanted to know what it felt like to be struck with just the two fingers. I don't think anybody in this world would really want to know, but I wanted to know, and there I was on the floor. Next thing I knew, when I got hit by the two fingers. But, you know, I really, really think, you know, people shouldn't be forced to do things they don't want to do in the entertainment business. You know, you shouldn't say you have to do this and you have to do that. Granted, you might have to take classes, voice lessons, and all these things, but if there's something you really don't feel like comfortable doing, or if you don't want to do it, you shouldn't have to do it. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me, yet I would be willing, I would be like my friend Stephen Lambert, the ninja guy. I'd be like, yeah, I want to go up on the Empire State Building or Statue of Liberty. Let's go swinging up there. And people are like, Shelly, you must be out of your mind. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, stunt guys, they kind of are nuts. I mean, even to think about, how about thinking about this, my friend Stephen Lambert, he was actually in like this dune buggy thing. He was chasing Chuck Norris in a film. Come on. You know how they have all these jokes about Chuck Norris? I mean, you know, how he's supposed to be all, like, really, you know, he can beat the crap out of everyone. If you're chasing Chuck Norris in a dune buggy in a film, you've got to be really brave and crazy. That's all I got to say. But, you know, I just wanted to do a short little show tonight. You know, just sitting there, wanted to bring up about Anna and everything. If anybody wants to call in, you're most welcome to. Everybody in the chat room, who's ever in there, hello, hello. Guest call-in is 347-989-1473. The first number, once again, is 347-989-1473. The other number is 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. But the other thing, though, I wanted to talk about is I actually got into acting and getting into a dojo, into martial arts. And that's basically how I got into acting. And I just got confidence for it. People said I was really funny. And another thing, too, is if it ever came to a point in the acting world, the stunt world, and I started becoming fake and stuff, I'd want to get out. I would not want to change who I am right now because I'm happy with the person that I am right now. I seriously, of course, I'd have people kicking my butt all over the place if I ever got high and mighty and stuff. So I feel very blessed that I actually have teachers and people that can lead me on the way and keep me on a great path with what I'm doing. And I'm like, okay, let's see. There's people messaging me on Facebook. What you saying? What's up? Let's see. Okay. Oh, boy. We're having a storm up here in Maine. I do not know why the chat room, I'm sorry, people are trying to chat with me on Facebook. My chat is not working in Facebook. It keeps going white. I'm not so sure what that means. So I'm trying to chat with people in my Facebook page, but it keeps going white. Hey, maybe I'll give a little hi to my people in the chat room. Hi. Hi to anybody in the chat room. Someone's in there. What's it called? Like that spaghetti commercial? Prego, it's in there. It's very old. It's like this, I don't know, what was it, that commercial was back in the 80s, like late 70s, and they used to say about the Prego, the commercial, it's like, yeah, it's in there. It used to be a joke if someone's pregnant to say, Prego, it's the bun's in the oven, or whatever. You know, yes, I'm very, very silly at times. No, I don't drink and do drugs, but, you know, another thing, too, people in the entertainment business, not everyone, but some of the people out there, they like to put on a fake persona, like they pretend, you know, whatever. Like I said, I don't want to judge people and stuff like that, and they're trying to be sweet and innocent and all these sorts of things. The funny thing is, and I don't care what anybody says, and I'm quite content with this, I've been celibate. Yes, people, you can believe that. I'm not sleeping around with anyone. I've been celibate for quite a while, and I'm very proud to say this. I have never once had a man in my career. And never had to go through, you know, men like a box of tissues to get what I want in life or in the entertainment business. I never had to use a man. I never had to sleep on that casting couch. I never had to do any of that. Now, I don't want to judge, you know, other people doing that, but this is something I've never had to do. So when you're hearing about all these stories and, you know, about all this trauma and stuff out there in the entertainment business, just to let you know, you can work in the entertainment business. You just got to choose the people you want to be around with. And it seems like I'm very, very lucky because I've been finding these great people. They're even out there in Hollywood now, and I just would have a ball sitting out there with them. I just, like, be on set with all the great stunt people. I know maybe this doesn't excite a lot of people, but to me, the stunt people, the martial arts, that community, they're my people. I'm like, I'm pounding on my heart, you know, like, yeah, my peep right there. Can you feel that? Pounding on my heart. Yes. The stunt people, you're my peeps. Love, love, love you guys out there. I give shout-outs to all you guys. Yes, 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 yes. Cat's all curled up right here. Oh, you guys do know that my little furball, Jackie Chan Kitty, she's my little furball co-host here. You guys don't see what she does, but tonight she's actually curled up once about night-nights. But She usually attacks me. No, I'm not kidding, because she wants to play. She wants my attention. If I'm on Skype, on the phone, and I'm sitting there, she usually chews on my leg. But now she's being so cute and just lovable. She's this little roly-poly thing. She's looking at me like, loves me. Yes, I do love you, my little butter boy. Yes, my little butters. She's got quite a few names, because she got the little belly. She's so cute. Yes, people. She was once a little stray, like left behind, and what can I say? She must have said, hey, look at that sucker over there. That girl will feed me. Well, guess what? I did. I ended up sitting on the ground feeding a cat. Next thing I know, it's in my apartment. I had a cat named Jack Chan. She's this little cute little calico cat. And now every once in a while, now this other cat's coming. He's a really adorable. He's got one eye. He's a black cat. He shows up every once in a while. He's not my cat. He's like the neighborhood cat, and someone actually owns him. And he comes in, and Jackie Chan's used to him by now, and they eat together, and then he leaves, and, you know, just a cute little furball, too. And, I live up here in Maine. So it was quite interesting one day when I found out when I wasn't here, it was over a year ago, that a moose showed up in my backyard. Yeah. Can you imagine a Boston girl? Now, you know, I've grown up with people, some of my family's from Montana. You know, they're hunters and stuff. I've never actually went hunting. I was on an archery team. I know how to shoot rifles and all sorts of weapons and everything, but I've never went hunting. And if it came down to that and, like, it was the end of the world with zombies, I think I'd go out and, like, get all the meat and everything like that. I would do that. I'm not really a great cook, but I'd go out and hunt down the animals myself, and, yes, I would get the meat. But I know animal activists are probably going to come after you, but really, if you really think about it, it's like his survival at the end of the world. I think I could survive. Yeah, everybody would be like, oh, Shelly, we'll get the meat. They'd be asking me to go hunt the meat down. But I guess one year I was actually filming. It was on a Saturday, and a moose actually came out of the water, and I think it was a female moose. I think it was black fly season, and happened to stroll in my backyard. And then I went out to the traffic, and they had the police all come and escort the moose back to the river. Now, can you really picture this? I'm from Boston. Okay, I have my window open, and this big, huge thing like a tank. You know how big a moose is? I mean, people out there, a moose, M-O-O-S-E, M-O-O-S-E. It is like a truck. On top of it, they got these skinny legs. But imagine this thing, a moose, coming to my house. I got the window open, or it breaks its, like, it puts its head in my window, and I see this big brown head in my house looking at me, a moose. And I'd be like, going, what the hell is that? My cat would probably be, like, screaming and yelling or whatever, because here I am, a Boston girl up in Maine, and a moose will be putting its head in my house. Well, you know something? I'd probably feed that to next thing and have a moose as a pet. That's how they show up, all the pets and stuff. That's how I get them. I know I'm rambling on, and to get back to what I was talking about, the word honor. Like I said, if you're working in the entertainment business, if you find the right people, you will not fall on a bad path. And that's what I've been doing for 10 years. And now a lot of great people are coming my way. And I feel very lucky and very blessed. And, you know, like I said, when you first get into it, people want to give you all this advice. And I didn't want to take it, and people thought I was strange because I did not want to take my clothes off on nothing. I did not care. And at the time, people, like, you know, when I was auditioning, they wanted me to take the slut roles and the whore roles. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. And people, like, you know, they're saying, well, your body's really great, and you should go out for those roles and kind of show it off. I go, I don't care having a six-pack back then and stuff. I do not want to show off my body. And that's when I was going to more auditions, and they were like, they keep wanting to give me these things. And I go, I looked at one guy because I was sick of it. I said, so you just assume that I'm going to play the whore role or the slut role? I don't think so. The guy, like, looked at me and says, no, give me something else to read. Whether I bomb doing the audition or not, I'm so sick of doing the whore role and the slut roles, people just assuming I want to do this. Not that I did that. Sorry, I take it back. I says doing them, but no, I wasn't doing it. I mean, going out for auditions, and it's like, I refuse to do them. Why should I have to do them? People say, well, if you were given enough money. No, that's not the point. I've been, you know, I work. I actually work. I don't have to sell my body to be in this to make things happen for myself. And people have seen this. Okay, so it's taken me a lot longer to get where I want to go in the entertainment business. But I've caught people's eyes and making more and more friends and connections out there in Hollywood for myself. I feel very happy because, once again, the stunt community, those are my people, And I respect them so much. They're tattooed in my heart. And it's like, even the younger people, the stunt guys, I'm like, I'm in the middle. I'm somewhere in the middle because you've got all these new, you know, they're younger than me, they're 20-year-olds, they're all coming in. They're wicked super fast. But there's also the older generation that I've looked up to my whole life. And be able to talk with these stuntmen, I'm just like, I'm just so super happy because I feel like I'm a little kid again because I've seen all these guys on shows like MacGyver and the A-Team and all these things. And these are the stunt guys. Now that I'm getting to know their names, I feel like it's a great thing I can do to give them more props. I just have enjoyment when I'm sitting talking to the stunt guys. It's a lot of fun. It's just something. I mean, it's my thing. Everybody's different. And yes, you know, 10 years going by in my dream of working with Jackie Chan. It's something that I want to do. And people think I'm nuts because I say, I don't want to fight Jackie Chan. I just want one scene with him. And I'm very comedic. I have tons of experience doing dinner theater comedy improv. I got paid $25 an hour, you know, back in Boston. I was professionally paid to do acting and do comedy improv. You're in a live audience running around. I was a bridesmaid, and you have to be, it's kind of like shows. They're kind of scripted a little bit, but it's mostly improv. And you have people that are drunk and everything, and you gotta stay in character all the time. Even if you go to the bathroom during the show, you gotta, like, you know, you have to stay in character, you know, no matter what you do. If you step outside, if people were smoking, I mean, I don't smoke or anything, but if they were taking a smoke break during the show, you had to stay in character. And that was really hysterical, too, working with a lot of people in the dance theater shows. And, you know, I'd play, like, big-haired bridesmaids, running around crazy like a nut and just getting in people's faces and doing the energy and enjoying it. It wasn't so much the fact of getting paid. It was the fact that anybody having a bad day coming to the shows, you can cheer them up. Make them forget all about their problems by being as crazy and stupid or whatever it was, and you make people forget their problems. But get into my point, because I always get sidetracked and I ramble on. All the stuff that I've been doing for 10 years and wanting to do one scene with Jackie Chan, people have told me, what the heck, you know, saying, you know, thinking it's nuts doing all these things. It's preparation. Even though it would be just one scene with Jackie Chan, it would be all worth it. All the training, you know, the sets. I've trained a couple years in martial arts, so it would give me a better understanding one-on-one set and being aware and paying attention to what's going on. So if I ever get out to Hollywood and get to sit out with all my stunties out there, it's gonna be an honor. I can learn from them, be on set and watch them, because these are guys, this older generation that are still working, and they're in their 50s. And be able to connect with them, they're the ones with the experience. And those, like, are the guys that I like to connect with because they have my respect, and I just want to bring these guys honor, and that's what I'm doing. I'm bringing the guys, like I said, I've brought Johnny Crane on the show, who's worked with Jet Li, many others. He's interviewed Jackie Chan. I know I'm repeating myself, but some new people have, you know, listening in and stuff. I brought Stephen Lambert, look him up. He's worked with James Woods. He's worked with many, many people. Many different people worked with Harrison Ford. He does double up for James Woods, and he's my ninja pal. He's such a sweetheart, and I hope I get to talk to him some. I love Stephen Lambert. He's so down to earth, so cool, and it's just like, I just love him, my ninja pal. And also, it's kind of funny because it's all these connections and, you know, people finding out what I'm doing. It's like being able to bring another guy. And like I said, Douglas Wong, he's been in the industry for so many years. He just goes, like, way back, and be able to open up doors for people. I just feel so blessed to have these guys when they come on my show, and it makes me so happy. I feel so free and so normal when I get to talk to these guys, because these stunt guys, they're my peeps. They're my peeps. They've always been my heart. And it's like, you know, as a little kid, growing up and watching these guys, getting to talk to them on my stunt show, like, not my stunt show, I'm like, I'm a spaz. You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth here? But, yeah, I'm so silly. I think I might be overtired. Oh, it's 10 o'clock. Well, yeah, you know, you guys all know. I have to get up to go work on Falcare tomorrow. I hope I'm entertaining out there. I'm just going on and on. I mean, seriously. It's almost like doing stand-up. If you've ever done stand-up, oh, my gosh, it's so much harder than dinner theater. But truth be told, I've actually had, doing my stand-up back in Boston, two things actually happened. One time, there was a drunk. He was drinking so much, and he was, like, watching my stand-up routine. He actually laughed so hard he fell off the bar stool and hit the floor, and I think he slammed his head on the floor but was still laughing. I don't know if he got a concussion or not from me doing my stand-up, because I'm not a regular female comedian. I go da 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 da, go on and on. I'm very, animatic. What's the correct word? I don't know what the correct word is, but, you know, I use a lot of my body language to do things. But the true story that actually happened, this girl that I used to work with, Becky, who's actually does her, she has her own production company now, and she, I think she casts people and stuff for, you know, different things. I had her on the show, and she told me, and it was like an amazing, amazing thing that she told me. Becky told me when she came to see my comedy, my stand-up, when she came there with her boyfriend, it was her first day with him. She enjoyed this show so much. Many years later, which I had her on my show, she is now married to the boyfriend that she went to see my show with. And I was like, wow, that's such a very special thing to remember that their first date was my stand-up comedy routine in a pub-type bar back in Boston, and now here they are married. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, that was such a sweet story. And she told me that live on the air, and I was like, what? And I was like, wow, I was maybe that's some magic I gave to people, you know, you know, blessings to help them keep together. That would be kind of sweet to spread some magic around for the lovers out there. Come to see Shelly Nunchuk's her show. That could be the man you're marrying for the rest of your life. Imagine starting a business like that because, you know, women are so hooked on wanting to get married. Maybe I can start a business. Maybe it's like my comedy stand-up may have been couples together, and maybe that's like a good omen for them to get married in the future. Imagine starting a business like that. Bringing happiness to couples worldwide, Shelly Nunchuk and her comedy. Next thing you know, they're married. I'm such a spaz sometimes. I can't help myself. I just can be off the wall sometimes. You know, the good thing about my radio show is it's like I don't have to wear any makeup. I can sit in my pajamas. I can run around half naked in my house. I said, oh, maybe I shouldn't say that, because I said, you know, I don't like take my clothes off or anything like that. But it's like, you know, you can run around. I could be in the bathroom, go in the bathroom. You guys wouldn't know, but no, I haven't done that yet. But you know, I'm just saying, anybody that's a guest on my show, they could be doing that, you know? Let's see. Someone's trying to contact me on Facebook here. What's this say? Okay. No, I'm just looking. Someone send me a message. Hello, hello, hello. You have a multicast? Try to do that. Hello, hello to my little friend. And someone's trying to get me to watch their stuff. Oh, yeah. Jackie Chan's Facebook page. They're showing pictures now, and I'm going to Jackie Chan's Facebook page here. Jackie Chan has 38 million fans on his site. Oh, my Lord. Exactly. I'm going to get this correct. Jackie Chan has over 38 million 173,631 people on his page. Oh, my gosh. Wait, it says most popular age group 18 to 24. I don't think so. I don't think so. Most popular city? No, that's not right. It's actually in Maine, because Shelly Nunchuk's wife is Jackie. I think that'd be the most popular. You can go onto his page. Jackie Chan actually has a big Facebook profile, and the latest one, his latest picture, it goes, I like to do my own stunts, and that was actually from, what is that film name? He was a sort of a babysitter. Oh, my gosh, I have a brain fart. Dear Lord, I just want to kick myself. What is it? Come on, people, you know that they're going to post in there on Jackie Chan's Facebook page. Oh, come on. I know it on the top of this is for Rush Hour 4. No, it's not. You people that comment on Jackie Chan's pictures, what the heck? Yeah, what? No, it's not a Rush Hour 4. It's The Spy Next Door, you silly, silly people. Oh, no, 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 no. That's from Spy Next Door. He's swinging with this on this escalator. Man, Jackie Chan can swing over me any day. Oh, yeah. By the way, in his interview this week, when he was talking about his experience, he was just really off the wall. And it's like, this man, I'm like, what does he eat? What does he drink? He's 58 years old. What is Jackie Chan? I swear to God, if I'm going to ask Jackie all these weird questions, I don't care what anybody says. I want to ask him questions that I want to know. I want to know what Jackie Chan eats. You know, I think his favorite drink is tea, though. Even though I know he likes other drinks, but I think he does like tea the most. But I would have this conversation. I would want to talk to Jackie Chan about his cats, Ding Ding and Dong Dong. I was actually one of the first people that actually knew about his cats' names. Everybody was talking about his dogs, JJ and Jonas, and I was like, you got cats? I'm like, yes, he's got two cats, Ding Ding and Dong Dong. And I think he got the name of his cat, the one that has orange on it, that's Ding Ding. The other one's Dong Dong. I think he got the name of his cat, Ding Ding, from one of his films. This girl had a pet scorpion that died. His name was Ding Ding. And that just happens to be one of the name of Jackie Chan's cats, Ding Ding. Maybe he named the scorpion after his cat, Ding Ding. So I would love to sit and talk to Jackie Chan about his cats and my cats. I know it's a silly thing, but I just want to know silly things about Jackie Chan, because I know everything, you know, about, you know, his films and such, but I want to know regular things. You know, I just want to know about Jackie Chan, man. Not just the stunt guy, because all the stunt guys and everything like that, I mean, I know he's married and he has a son named JC, and JC acts and sings, and he's actually worked with his father and all these sorts of things, too, that I know about Jackie. People are like, how the heck do you know? True Jack Chan fan knows about Jack Chan. You just know. And even it's just funny that I would know so much about a man, you know, for so many years. And people think it's nuts, but if you really think about it, a lot of people out there, they want to work with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino. I mean, they have all these things that there's people that they want to work with, and the guy that I want to work with, Jackie Chan. Once again, I don't want to fight Jackie. I just want to do one scene with them. Come on, him talking really funny and me talking really funny. Do you know how comedic that would be in one scene? That would make people laugh, because if you hear how I speak right now, I'm just going on and on and on and on. And this stuff is not scripted. I'm just thinking off the top of my head, having a conversation, hearing myself on a radio show. You don't really think about that, because a lot of people, I mean, I know a lot of actors and stuff, they like to have things scripted to a T. Me, I'm about an improv actor. I'll go on and on and on and on. Put me on a film set, they need some action, even as an extra. Here's another thing that I could talk about, you know, even being an extra on a film set. I think I've mentioned this before, but but of course, to me, this would happen too. I worked on a film from Teamworks Production, one of the first film sets. I actually saw the actors doing all the fights and everything. I was actually in the fight circle where the guys were fighting each other. I had my Tupperware pants on. I covered up the logo and stuff, and I had a black tank top. I didn't have any lines in the film. This guy gets his neck snapped in the fighter circle. I go to scream out the top of my lungs, what the beep? Everybody looks at me. Director looks at me and says, Shelley, do it again. Okay, I'm recording over again. What the beep? What the beep? What the beep? Over and over and over again. So, you know, I got to see the film and didn't even know I said that. I'm like, of all the things, my first line in the film is what the beat. Well, now, this film makes it out to California. Of all the films I'm in, my first line is what the beat. It gets in one of the biggest film festivals in the world. I'm not kidding. On top of that, It was in Action On Film Festival, the biggest action film festival for the stunts and fighters. And I'm going, okay, this is really great. And it won awards out there. And I'm like, the first film I'm in, it's in the big actors film festival in the world, Hollywood, California, wins awards. My first line in the film is, what the beep? Great. Only me. Only me. Wasn't in the script, it was improv. That's what I bring to film sets. I may not have lines, but it's like having that energy to go the extra mile. This is what directors want. And it's very, you know, repetitious because they need that. You have to keep doing the thing over and over again. If you can bring the energy, it makes the director very happy. Because your job as an actor, whether it's an extra or whatever, you have to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Even like, even if you're doing on days on end, you have to have the same hairstyle. You have to have the same piece of clothing. You have to walk the same way and stuff and all these things. And it's like it really does matter because the continuity of the film, that's what they need. And this is what a lot of people don't really understand. It is tiring work. So, you know, it's something that I just could bring a lot of energy. Like I said, I've had so much experience doing comedy improv, but, you know, getting sidetracked, I keep getting off the word I wanted to keep speaking about is honor. And I just really realize that a lot of people are not honorable in the entertainment business, and they will backstab, they will talk about other people. And it's really, really sad. And people say you want to be professional and stuff like that, yet they just are not being professional. It's kind of like, okay, enough is enough. Grow up. And I'm not the type of woman. I don't care what people do in their lives. I really don't care. I don't judge because I pay for a roof over my head. I'm not with mommy and daddy. I work a full-time job. I do not have to sell my body to get what I want in life. I'm very proud of this. I can hold my head up high and look in a mirror and be happy what I see. I have a roof over my head. I have a job, like I said, where I don't have to take my clothes off and be proud of who I am. Maybe it's not the glorious thing, but it's getting me noticed in the entertainment business and working on the sets, the stuff that I worked on. Sure, I worked on sets that I was an extra. I'm not going to put all of them on my resume. I know I have to update my IMDb resume out there, but I'm not going to just go put all these things about it being an extra. It's going to look like I'm a professional extra, and I'm not going to do that. You know, it's just like I'd just be like a professional piece of furniture. Yeah, you get paid for it, but it's kind of like I'd rather have putting down about roles that I've actually done. I don't think I've updated it for a couple of years, but, you know, I've been working on a film called Valcare, and I, you know, I'm trying to learn, you know, I mean, I'm not a promoter per se, and I know that we are looking for funds for this film, and you can actually go to the Facebook page if you'd like to donate money. Do not go to my Facebook page. Don't go to the Shelly Nunchuck's Facebook page. I'm not the one taking the money for our film production. You actually have to go to Valcare. Beth is in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R, and we've been working on for a while, a couple years, on this film. And we're looking to do The Armor. And my brother Z, on set, he's called Director Z, he's playing Thor. He actually was, you know, filming us in the snow this winter. And let me say, up in Maine, yeah, in the winter time, it's like the North Pole. That's exactly what it's like. Anyway, I think I'm going to be ending the show. And all those who've tuned in, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You know, thank you very much. And just remember out there in the entertainment business, if you feel like, you know, you want to get into it, remember, you're just going to find the right people to be around. You can work in the entertainment business, and you can be around very honorable people. You do not have to take your clothes off. You do not have to do kissing scenes. Whatever you want to do in the entertainment business, there's so much work that you can actually get paid for. You know, to each their own, what everybody else wants to do. But for me, I don't think, you know, I'm not someone that has to take my clothes off in the entertainment business. I don't have to do the kissing scenes, but I'd be willing to jump off a bridge in the sake of art. Anyway, like I opened up the show with the song Battle Song, I'd like to end it. And remember that a song sets the mood for a film. And as you can hear, Aurora Zakora de Leyza and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari, as talented as they are, just to let you know, they don't have to do autotone. Yes, that's actually their voices, their music. Give Aurora Zakora de Leyza any, you know, instrument, he can play it. So everyone, remember, if you have a dream, you go for it. You're as good as anybody else. And remember, if you want to work whatever you want to work in the entertainment business, remember, you can work in an honorable way, whatever way you want to work in it. But for now, all those dreamers out there, you're as good as anybody else. And just remember, as long as you work for it, it will come because I am living proof. Everyone, enjoy the rest of your weekend. Alrighty? Bye-bye.